I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Not Another Mummy Podcast. I'm Alison Perry and you're listening to episode 16. Today's podcast is a bit different because it was recorded in front of an audience at the Oasis store on Tottenham Court Road in London. They held a whole day of events, from Mother Pucker doing a talk and a book signing to foodie demos and poetry readings and gin tastings. And in the middle of it all, a lovely crowd of people came to watch me interview Zoe from Dress Like a Mum. It was such a brilliant afternoon because, as well as talking about fashion and Zoe's mission to get rid of this notion that all mums are unfashionable, Zoe picked out a few pieces from Oasis and she gave us all some brilliant advice on how to style them. And afterwards, we chatted with the audience and then we had a bit of a trying on session with Zoe. She gave us loads more tips and it was honestly so much fun. So grab a cup of tea and enjoy this live episode. Oh, and if you keep listening to the end, there's a special festive gift for every listener. So welcome everybody. This is so exciting. We are here today at Oasis in Tottenham Court Road. We are in the beautiful Saucer and Spritz Cafe. A lovely a bevy of women in the audience today and a couple of babies. And has everyone got a tea and a coffee before we start? Has everyone sorted for drinks? Yes, we're all good, we're all good. And I'm here today joined by the wonderful Zoe from Dress Like a Mum.
Hello.
Welcome, Zoe.
Thank you.
So, Zoe, you are a mum of two with another one on the way. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, yeah.
And you've built your whole brand around dressing like a mum and trying to debunk the myth that mums are frumpy and unstylish. Why is that an important thing to you?
So I started Dress Like a Mum as actually a campaign, like, as you said, like, to change perceptions that mums can't dress, I think. So 3 years ago, there was a kind of gap in, I don't know, marketing or mum reputation or I don't know what, but mums were being lumped together as this like unfashionable, uncool group of people, you know, who didn't like fashion. And I was like, this is completely wrong. Like all the mums I know are like really fashionable or, you know, even if they're not fashionable, they're really interested in clothes, they look good, it's important to them. So I was like, right, I'm gonna turn this negative statement into a positive statement and making, yeah, dressing like a mum something to aspire to.
And the response has been huge, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been amazing, yeah.
I mean, your social following has just rocketed over the last few years and you've got loads of brands working with you. And I mean, I was watching a video on your website the other day and you actually walk around and you're asking people on the street, do you think I dress like a mum? And it's really funny. Tell me about the response that you were getting from people.
Yeah, that's the response you get, really. I mean, it's just, do I dress like a mum? And they kind of go, no. And then you're like, oh, but I am a mum, so I must dress like a mum. And then they obviously don't know what to say to that. But yeah, people, like I said, they make massive assumptions, not actually just with fashion, but they make massive assumptions about mums and like, oh, they're going to be really daggy. And like,
why do you think that is? Why is there this long-standing vision that mums are frumpy?
I don't, do you know what? I have tried to look into it. It seems to stem back to kind of mums having a role in the house and being a bit dowdy and, you know, not going out. But really, it's come from nowhere. You know, it's come from this tiny little idea that mums like wearing leggings and staying at home, you know, and some do, but a lot don't. So
I think it's really hard, though, isn't it? Because, you know, being realistic, you know, there's been a real movement, I feel like, with women and mums wanting to hold on to that identity they had before they had a baby. But equally, as much as you want to hold on to that identity, you know, you've got to be practical, and you might have a baby who's being very sicky and who won't be put down, or you might be crawling through tiny tunnels in soft play. And so it's about getting that balance, isn't it? So how would you say you hold on to your identity without being ridiculous and wearing something that just isn't practical for being a mum?
I mean, there's loads of, you know, clothes you can wear that are practical and fashionable or fun, you know, like comfortable, like jeans don't necessarily have to be blue or black, or, you know, you could go out with a pair of colourful trousers and that kind of thing. It's also like not necessarily about being fashionable, but it's about like holding on to your identity a bit. I think when you become a mum, everything's so busy, you know, you've got children, you're quite often not a priority to yourself. And I think that for me, definitely through fashion, it was a way that I could express myself creatively, and that was the image I was projecting onto the world, but just by the clothes I was wearing. And it just reminded me, like, oh yeah, I can do this,
yeah,
like, and you know, still look quite cool.
Yeah, I've got one friend who, when she had her first baby, she wore leather trousers all the time, and she was like, they're wipe clean, they're ideal. My baby is sick on me, I get a wet wipe, done.
Yeah, same as PVC, they're even waterproof as well.
Perfect, I love it. Why do you think there is no such thing as dressing like a dad?
Well, I was thinking about this, like, there's kind of like, there's dad dancing, isn't there?
True, and dad jokes.
Yeah, and so dad shoes.
So they don't
stuff.
Totally get away with not being, you know, ridiculed, but...
Yeah. I don't know why there's no such thing as dressing like a dad.
Maybe it's because traditionally they were going out to work and therefore they were just wearing their suits.
Yeah.
And that was dressing like a man.
And then when they got out, they did dad dancing because they were so overexcited. Maybe.
Do you know what? I can do a bit of dad dancing myself. I'm pretty good at dad dancing, yeah, I've got to say. Now, I'm a bit of a fan of the breasts on top.
Yep.
And that is something that I feel has become a bit of like the mum uniform. But equally, sometimes when I wear it, I feel like, oh my goodness, I'm such a cliche. I'm wearing a breast on top and I'm a mum. But then I think, well, why is dressing like a mum anything, even if it's a cliche, why is that something that I should feel a bit embarrassed about? How do you feel about the breast on top? Is it something that you ever wear? Is it something that you think, actually, let's leave the breast on top over there, let's move on to something else?
I am a firm believer in, if you like it, wear it. So do you like breast on tops?
I love it. But
well, then wear it.
But I can't work out why, because it's just a stripy top. I think maybe because I am a little bit of a sheep. Like when I see people wearing stuff, I'm like, you know, I'm looking at you, Gemma, from Motherhood in the audience, because I know that you're the same as me. You know, I do have that kind of pack mentality, that feeling of like wanting to be part of something bigger. And fashion is a way that you can do that.
Specifically the breast on top.
The breast on top does that for me.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. I think you're not a sheep. You probably just get inspiration from like people you like or aspire to, or, you know, it's just, if it wasn't for someone, you know, you knew on Instagram, for example, you might get an idea from a shop window or a magazine or something. So I think it's more about inspiration rather than like, okay, you know, everyone's wearing Breton, I'm going to wear Breton. But I think there's nothing wrong with it. I don't know why they're so appealing. I actually wore one this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
You heard it here first, guys. Zoe wore a Breton.
It was a red one.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like it with a twist.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, always good to have a twist. but yeah, no, I think if you like it, wear it. Who cares?
Brilliant. So after a sleepless night, of which you will probably have a few more coming up with baby number three coming in 2018, what is your fail-safe go-to outfit for, I feel knackered, but I just need to, you know, look amazing? And also, what is your go-to lip colour to detract from the tired eyes?
See, I only discovered that bright lipstick detracted from tired eyes once I'd had my daughter, my second child. And I went to this like event and this makeup artist was like, oh, have you ever tried lipstick? I was like, no, it doesn't suit me. I just always lick it off. And then she put it on my lips. I was like, oh my God. And literally haven't taken it off. Like that was only 3 years ago.
I had a similar thing where I was basically absolutely convinced that red lipstick did not suit me.
Yeah.
Convinced. I can see the look of shock on everyone's faces here. and I almost feel like once I found the right shade, that was it. I haven't taken it off.
It was just like, and I kept looking at all these other people going, they look really nice in lipstick. Why doesn't it suit me? And then I was like, stuff it. I'm just going to wear it.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, I haven't worn it back. Yeah, I like a red or a pink or whatever really. Whatever I'm wearing, but sometimes it doesn't match. Kind of what's on the top of my makeup.
Yes.
Like, then I'll just put that on.
Whatever's within reach.
Yeah.
And outfit-wise, what would you put on if you were just feeling so incredibly tired that you want to cry?
Yeah, I hate that feeling. Yeah. Probably, I'm quite partial to dungarees. They're quite practical and they're kind of a little bit different and they're really comfortable.
Do you think anyone can wear a dungaree? Because I'm not convinced that I can. I think I'm a bit too hippie.
Well, people say this. I think you are. You just got to find the right style. And if you want to and you like them, then you can. Like, nothing's stopping you.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I don't know. Do you feel like there are certain things that when you reach a certain age, you need to step away from? I was chatting to someone the other day. I can't remember even who it was. But I was chatting to someone about the fact that I am on an eternal quest to find the perfect black leather biker jacket. Mm. And the person I was speaking to was like, oh, no, I don't think I could pull that off. And they were my age, like late 30s. And I was thinking, oh, is that something that maybe I shouldn't be wearing a black leather biker jacket?
Yeah.
Is there anything like dungarees or biker jackets that you think, right, when you hit mid-30s, not anymore?
Do you know what? I don't, actually. I don't believe in dressing your age. I don't believe in things like that. I'm like, literally my motto is if you like it, wear it. Because also, that applies to everything. If you're wearing, like, okay, say a biker jacket, and you're like, oh, I feel a bit uncomfortable, it doesn't really suit me, then don't wear it. But if you're like, I like a leather biker jacket, and I'm going to wear it, then you'll, like, project that out onto the world. So, of course, it will suit you.
So when you're 80, you're going to be there in your dungarees and your black biker jacket.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Is there anything that you wouldn't try fashion-wise? Is there anything that's kind of been on trend, everyone's wearing it, and you're like, oh, no, that doesn't work for me.
Oh, yeah, I'll never wear beige or nude colours, and I wouldn't wear, like, bodycon lycra stuff. That's it. Like, beige is just a space where a colour could be. I hate it.
But some people really suit it.
I know.
Like, some people wear beige, and it just looks really stylish, really classy.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those
not
people.
Not me, no, I don't. Do you know, actually, on the way, I'm wearing quite a bright outfit today, like a pink top.
You're wearing
top.
A beautiful pink jumper.
Yeah.
Would you call that a scalloped neck?
That's exactly what you'd call
it. I'm so fashion. and a lovely blue. What kind of blue is that? Is that cornflower blue?
Cornflower blue, yeah.
With a scalloped edge also?
Yeah.
And the brightest pink boots I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. No, I'm wearing... Yeah, anyway, on the way here, I could sense people, like, doing double takes because I was dressed so brightly amidst a sea of like dark and grey.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is everyone so dull? And I just rock up and there's a big pink thing.
I had a similar thing. I'm wearing a sparkly, gold sparkly top.
Sadly.
And a bronzy colour PU skirt, I think.
Leatherette.
Or pleather, as some people call it. And my neighbour saw me on the way here and she was like, oh, you're looking all glam. And I was really embarrassed at like 1 p.m. on a Thursday. I was walking along looking like I was going to a Christmas party. But you've got to just do it sometimes,
yeah.
Haven't you?
What did you say? Thanks.
I kind of said, I'm just going to work. And she just looked really confused.
Oh, God, you should see what happens by my wall.
Oh, yeah. So you have a wall, don't you?
Yeah.
On your street that you pose in front of most days?
Most days, yeah. I mean, it depends what I'm up to and who's around to take a photo. But yeah, the neighbours definitely, I mean, they all look, but none of them really talk to me about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think they talk to each other about it?
Well, yeah, this woman actually walked past me. I've never seen her before. And I just got back from doing a charity trip to India. And she was like, oh, I saw you went to India. How was it? And I was like, who are you? Like, who are you? You know, she's like, oh, I live next door. I've been watching you all this time. And I was like, oh, God.
You're next door neighbour.
Well, no, she must live like round the corner because I haven't like she's not, I know my neighbour.
Right.
But yeah, I was like, oh yeah, thanks. Thanks for following me. Okay.
You're basically known as that crazy lady who lunges in front of the wall.
Yeah. I mean, I was wearing sequins at 9:30 yesterday morning.
Standard. Yeah. Love it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay, Christmas is coming up. My go-to outfit for a Christmas night out would probably be black jeans and a sparkly jazzy top, like the kind of thing that I'm wearing just now.
Yeah.
And nothing too crazy. But what would you say would be the ideal go-to Christmas outfit for a mum who's busy and just wants to kind of chuck something on without thinking too much about it?
Yeah. Okay. So I think it depends where you're going, who you're going with, and what, you know, kind of mood you're in. Because you could go all out and use it as an excuse to just go for it because you don't get out that much. Or you could just be like, okay, I don't have much time. I just want to be comfortable. Actually, you should always be comfortable. That's like number one rule. Always be comfortable.
There is nothing worse than going on a night out and just feeling like you're constantly pulling your skirt down or pulling your top up or, you know, adjusting your bra or
like
all that.
Never ever go out in uncomfortable clothes or shoes. I'm a big flat shoe wearer.
Yes.
Either I'd go like full on sequins, like skirt, top, dress, sequins, or I'm quite partial to a kind of statement trouser as well.
Okay, what kind of thing?
Anything really, like that sequins.
That kind of puts the fear of God into me. There's the word statement trouser.
But then you could have like a plainer top and then a wacky trousers.
Yeah, that's true.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I feel like that's a whole world that I would have to spend time investigating statement trousers.
Oh, really?
And yeah.
Oh, I've got pink, blue, sequin, silver.
I kind of wonder whether we're kind of split up into, if the world is split into people who do statement tops and people who do statement bottoms, because I'm definitely a statement top kind of gal, because then you can just chuck it on with a pair of jeans or a plain skirt or something.
Okay, but if you've got some pink trousers, you could wear like a white t-shirt or black top and look how cool.
That's why I think you're probably, you're either one or the other, because...
Right, can't go there.
Yeah. That's it.
Yet.
So Zoe, you've picked out a few items from Oasis. Do you want to talk us through what you've got? Do you want to grab some off the rail and talk us through?
Okay.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
So I tried this on earlier. So this is a sequin like skirt, mini skirt, not a little bit longer than mini skirt.
It's like gold and purple and black sequins.
Yeah, and kind of square shaped. Oh. This is really comfy. So this you could wear like with a jumper, if you wanted to dress it down a bit, you could wear it with a jumper or black tights, boots.
That would be nice with, I think that the jumper you're wearing comes in black.
Yeah.
That would be nice with a black knit, wouldn't it? Just to kind of...
Like a black jumper here with like a little collar and like beading on. So you could dress it down up with that. Or there is a matching top that comes with it.
Would you wear, okay, so this is like full on glitz. Would you wear that together?
Yeah, this is the outfit I nearly wore today. This was second place, but I was like, oh, okay. So this is a matching, so sequin t-shirt and a miniskirt. And this outfit you could breastfeed in. So a lot of people assume that mums who are breastfeeding don't go to parties.
Yeah.
They do. And, if you wear a skirt and top, a matching skirt and top, it looks like you're wearing a dress, but actually you could breastfeed in it by lifting the top up. And then if you wear a vest underneath, you can pull the vest down.
I love that.
And that is, yeah, that's cool.
Do you think you've got to be a confident kind of person to wear full-on sequins?
It's all in your head.
Well, confidence is in your head, though, isn't
it? Yeah, but it is in your head. But so you don't have to be, like, if you want to do it, you can do it.
So do you think you have to just tell yourself, I am a confident person, I can wear sequins?
Yeah. Okay. So you can just change your mindset and go for it.
I love that. It's so easy.
Another thing I've picked up is this leather,
is that a pencil skirt?
Yeah. A leather pencil skirt is so useful. Like, you think, oh, that's scary, expensive, blah, blah, blah. It's actually not. It's so, so useful. Like, if you can wear that. I have one I've worn in the summer with trainers and, like, a T-shirt and denim jacket.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
This one, you know, you could wear with, like, a sparkly jumper or, you know, a shirt, little vest top, cami, jacket. There's so many things you can wear it with. And it's like an investment piece. It's just a bit cooler than like a normal pencil skirt or, I don't know, a lycra skirt.
So you think it's worth spending the money on something
like
that?
Yeah, I do. I've also tried this on and it fits really, really nicely. It's got kind of really nice seams around the hips. Yeah, I think that is the kind of thing you'd get a lot of wear out of all year. And again, you could wear that to work and just kind of, I don't know, jazz it up.
And it's wipe clean.
Wipeable.
Lovely.
And then sparkly jumpers. So I have this tradition, which is just a personal tradition / excuse, that every year I buy a new sparkly jumper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This one's really nice. It's kind of, how can I explain it? Kind of like a crossed...
A wrap over V-neck.
Top, yeah.
This is great for a podcast, isn't it? I mean, you guys in the audience, obviously you can see what we're talking about. Yeah, but anyone listening to this, they'll be like, what the heck? Do you know what? I'm going to put links to all of these items in the show notes so people can actually see what we're talking about.
It's like a crossover top with like a kind of panel that goes over your stomach. So this is really flattering as well. Again, you could breastfeed in that as well, which is always good. And that would look cool with jeans as well. Yeah. Statement trouser. Or a leather kind of pencil skirt. So yeah, I love that. I've got a couple of jumpers, actually. So
this is a grey jumper with a little collar. Statement
like
collar.
Beaded collar. And then I've got a pale blue one with a black sequin
bow
sewed onto it. Actually, Oasis have got some really, really nice, like, fine knits. So if you were, like, kind of, you wanted to dabble in Christmas dressing but not go all out, you could just get one of these, you know, again with jeans or leather skirt, you know.
It's funny because I think Oasis has definitely got a bit of a look to their...
Yeah.
I mean, funnily enough, about 20 years ago, I worked in Oasis when I was a student. Ooh. I had a part-time job and I can still see stuff coming through now that's very similar to what Oasis were stocking 20 years ago. It's like definitely that kind of sequins, glitz, fine knit, detail kind of thing they've got going on. So
I think these jumpers are really cool. So I picked out these, well, you probably call them
statement trousers.
So they are black.
Would you not call those statement trousers?
Just no.
They're just regular trousers, Zoe. I would, you know, she would just be washing the car in these.
Yeah, I actually would. Like, yeah, they're not that statement. But maybe this could be your, like, kind of entry into statement jeans.
Yeah, I think you always need an entry point to a new trend, don't you? This is mine. So what is this, like a flocking?
Yeah, so they're black jeans, skinny jeans, with a kind of flower flocking in black on top. So again, they're just a bit more interesting than black trousers. Yeah. Would you wear those?
I would definitely wear these, yeah.
And then you could wear, again, like dressed down, you could wear with like a white T-shirt and biker, or dressed up with like a sparkly sequin T-shirt or something like that.
This is why Zoe is so good at what she does, because she just looks at one item of clothing and she can tell you four different ways to wear it. Whereas I would just be like, it looks nice.
Well, thanks. Jumpsuit. I'm a big fan of a jumpsuit.
That's gorgeous.
This one it's kind of one shoulder, but then it's got a strap on the other side. So it's, how do you describe this? Anna, you know. Don't know.
It's kind of, it looks a little bit sort of 70s, 80s, doesn't it? That one with a big ruffle.
This would be really flattering, I think. Yeah, wide leg cropped. Again, you could wear that with heels or flats with a jacket on top, but jumpsuits are really good. They're really comfortable as well.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you for talking us through those items, Zoe.
You're welcome.
It's brilliant. Also, you talk a lot about shopping your wardrobe, don't you? Do you want to explain what that means and kind of how people can do it?
So if you open your wardrobe, there's probably a few dresses and things you've, you know, worn for a wedding, for example, or you've kind of had there for ages, used to wear to work. You don't do that job anymore. You know, things like that, like a little jacket that you've been saving to put on top of dresses when you go somewhere smart. Those items, like, they get worn so rarely and there's no reason. Like, you're better to have things in your wardrobe that you actually wear or just get rid of them. So, for example, if you've got a dress that you've worn to a wedding once, like last year, why don't you just take it out of your wardrobe, wear it on a normal day with trainers and a jacket, and that saves you, like, A, you know, thinking, oh, I'm going to buy a new dress because I'm really bored of my clothes, I've got nothing to wear. Like, you have got things to wear. You just need to get around. It's a psychology of saving things for best. You shouldn't do that, I don't think. You should kind of just wear things and love them, because otherwise, you know, they either turn out to be really expensive or you just, it's just a waste.
Yeah, I think that's really true. I mean, I don't know, has anyone here got a wardrobe kind of full of stuff that actually hardly ever gets worn, because you wear the same stuff on rotation? And I've got loads of dresses and tops and all sorts of things that just sit in my wardrobe.
Yeah, loads of people have.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by shop your wardrobe. So, like, properly look and just be like, oh, there was that dress I wore, you know? Like, just try it on. If it still fits you, then just wear it. Like, wear it to the pub, wear it to the shops. You know, you don't have to just get lazy and just fall into the same kind of, I don't know, uniform or habit. You know, you've been, oh, I've got to wear those jeans again. Like, you know, if you haven't got anything to wear, you do have things to wear probably. You just haven't thought about it. And, like, little, you know, I had a tuxedo jacket, which I love. But I was like, hang on. I was like, I really want a jacket. And I was like, you know, I found one in my wardrobe. I was like, why? What? Like, I should just wear this one.
So do you regularly go through your wardrobe and just sort of double check that there aren't things that you could be wearing and styling up differently?
Exactly, yeah, wearing things differently. I really like dressing down, like, smart things in, like, slightly, like, unpredictable ways. Mm. Or, I do. And I'm also mindful. I'm always like, well, I'm not too precious about clothes, you know, like I used to be. And I've kind of learnt, I'm just going to wear it, you know, like, just wear it.
Yeah. I love your attitude. It just feels like it's really refreshing, isn't it? It just, it kind of feels quite inspiring that I want to go out and just wear whatever I want to wear and feel confident about it. It's amazing.
Oh, thanks.
So obviously with you being pregnant, do you have any tips on how to dress during pregnancy while still, I guess, shopping in the same places that you want to shop and wearing the same kind of styles without feeling like you're succumbing to wearing tents?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think actually dressing when you're pregnant isn't that easy. My new motto, however, is every time I go shopping, now I'm pregnant, is no compromise. So basically, I check. You know, I was trying on these jeans the other day. I was like, oh, they're kind of nice. And then I was like, yeah, but would I wear them if I wasn't pregnant?
Okay.
And I was like, no, actually, I wouldn't wear them. Like, I'm just compromised. So I'm like, no, they're not. You know, I'll just hold back. And also, it's quite surprising. Like, a lot of things do fit. Do you think, oh, I need everything new? Actually, you don't. Like, try things out. And I'm trying to get things, if they are maternity kind of clothes, trying to get things that I can breastfeed in afterwards. Because you do need kind of some clothes for the other side of, you know, pregnancy.
Yeah, I think it's easy to forget about that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Zoe, some quick fire questions for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Who's the most stylish mum that you've ever met? You can't say yourself.
Who's the stylish mum? Oh, Nat from Style Me Sunday.
She's so stylish, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a friend. So
she just oozes style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you like your eggs in the morning? I'm not offering to cook them for you.
Oh. Poached? But I don't mind.
I'm with you on that. Who's your embarrassing crush?
Aww.
I've got a heckler.
That little baby. Who's my embarrassing crush? I quite like probably some guy, the boys from One Direction.
That is quite embarrassing. Yeah. Which one would you go for?
Probably Harry, I think.
Yeah.
I've gone off him a bit now, though.
I quite like a bit of Zayn myself.
Oh, yeah, he's quite good. Yeah, yeah. One Direction.
Oh. Yeah, Zayn's popular. and finally, what's been your most embarrassing mum moment?
Oh God, I don't know. It's just like relentless, isn't it? Just
a constant stream of embarrassing moments.
Yeah, I don't. Do you know? I don't really get that embarrassed. I kind of decided to eliminate embarrassment from my life.
You're striking me as quite a confident kind of gal, Zoe.
I'm quite chilled. Like I'm not. Do you know what I mean? I don't mind what people think of me. So like, yeah, constantly. What were they doing the other day? I don't know, just like walking to school and like sat on the floor and just like, I was all right then.
To be fair though, they've got a mum who lunges in front of a wall every Friday. Yeah. So really it's probably the other way around, isn't it?
Yeah.
Listen, Zoe, thank you so much for being my guest today. And thank you to everyone here who has been my audience today. It's been marvellous. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was honestly such a fun afternoon. We had such a good time shopping. And you guys can have fun shopping now too, because Oasis have very kindly given me a discount code. If you use the code DRESSLIKEAMUM, all one word, until Sunday the 31st of December, you will get 15% off full price items. So go shop and have fun. Thank you as always for listening, and I shall catch up with you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.